Got a rebound here.
Paul, how do you think Chibasaw fit in there? Fit in out there with Wheels and Lowry?
Yeah, fine. He's a big, strong man. And so he's powerful enough that he can get up and down the ice, and he lasted right through practice. You know, that's a young player in terms of NHL or pro hockey experience over here, but this is a fully developed player. But he's fine.
Kulikov said it didn't really matter that he doesn't understand English because all the information you need is on the board. If you pay attention, it shouldn't matter.
Do you agree? Right, so by the time you're done the video, and even if you don't have an awful lot of English, there's that common language, clearly. He's played hockey his whole life. Yeah, I would say that the Russian game and then the KHL game is quite a bit different as a function of the size of the ice. But his style was probably at that point more suited for a North American game than over there anyway. And we have in each group, we have a player that speaks his native tongue. And so we use that for translations. He sits at the back when I'm describing the drills and he gets the translation of what's important. And if you don't go first, you watch it once. If you're a good pro, you don't need to see it twice.
What are the keys for him? I mean, coming over, it's sort of a new experience for him, obviously. I mean, he has a skill set where he's big and strong. He looks fast. I mean,
yeah, you know what? It's a brand new experience for him, and wanted to just, you know, we're moving some holes around. Clearly, he's like strong enough that you know that he can practice with that group, right? So we'll just give him lots of time here, lots of different looks. Wanted him with Blake and Adam because those two guys are pretty darn consistent in their game. So what I'm trying to get him to do is see the NHL game, and those two guys, Adam's going up and down straight lines, Blake does the same thing, so there's not a lot of toe dragging with that group. I wanted it to be a direct game that he sees first. Now we'll run him in some exhibition games and we'll move him around with different people and we'll see what happens.
Jamie mentioned Kulikov as a translator, but what about you've never made needed his veteran presence more than you do this season with some of the changes. I mean, What have you liked from him at camp, and what do you need from him at camp?
Well, first of all, his fitness numbers are real strong, so he's a player that came in off back injury, and so he looks right back to full go, and he wants this opportunity. So he's able to push. He's showing that he wants more by how hard he's working right now, and he's going to get it.
You almost say the same for Beaulieu with kind of a great opportunity here.
Both guys came back. They saw what happened this summer. Even if they hadn't, they were hungry to get more, to be given an opportunity. They knew they were going to get it. So they made the most of their summer, and now they're going to get that chance to play.
What goes into your thought process for game one tomorrow, roster-wise?
You know what? I didn't think about the roster-wise for game. What we did when we structured our group the way we have with spreading everybody around kind of within an NHL kind of group, getting different players to play with each other and trying to get the new guys with a veteran or two to pass on the systems. And that's all. The first two games, I mean, we won't even look at special teams for the most part. It'll all be five-on-five play. We've worked on two, you know, some really important things in our first 2 days. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning, even though it's a morning skate and with that group. So that would be all. Is anybody picking up? How fast are we picking up those things?
Is Burden had his chance with Wade today, obviously, between the two sections. But is the plan still to have Eric and him split tomorrow?
Well, we didn't have a split plan for tomorrow. That may be more we look at Calgary possibly, but we'll go. All we're doing with that, we have five goalies in camp by design, and that each goaltender then rotates off for an hour with Wade. So, but I really, you know, I mean, I've got a theory on goalies. I prefer when they play the 60 minutes. That's what they're training for. But I turn that over to Flats. He finds out, you know, what hell he thinks he needs, and then we clearly have an idea what hell he needs. So we ask the goalies what they think, and then we tell them what we think.
But Eric would go in tomorrow.
Correct.
So, you know, Eric comes
That's
into
your
this
one for the year, right?
I know.
Surprised you used it there, to be honest with you. I thought you might have waited.
I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a weak one, too.
Yeah, it was his first exhibition game. You spent it, huh?
I think you kind of tipped us off yesterday. But anyway, regardless, so, Eric's situation again, he signs a new deal. You know, Laurent is back, obviously. I mean, It's tough on Eric, and yet he's. What do you like about his mental state and what he continues
all of it, to do? All of it. So when you would say that to me, it's tough on him. I'm not disagreeing with that, but you never ever see it from that young man. Like his, if you could bottle an attitude, it would be his. Right? He's upbeat, positive, and all. So let's kind of relate this as more of an extreme. Logan Stanley question. Everybody develops at a different rate. Goalies take longer. And, you know, yes, he's coming into that. He's now in a waiverable position where he could be claimed on waivers. But that's not unusual for goaltenders to develop at a different age. I'm not saying even late or later, just at a different age. So he's waiting for that opportunity, but he's also working while he's waiting for that opportunity. And he needs the work. There are parts of his game he needs to improve, and he knows what they are, and he works at it real hard, and we're just waiting.
How was it? Challenges for quote-unquote bubble guys, guys on maybe two-way deals that have come in here, lots of experience, but, you know, they're not guaranteed anything, of course. Nobody is, but,
right.
You know, these guys especially so, just given their contracts.
Right, so they've got to do something to be seen, right? They have to make an impression, but they're with these players, it doesn't have to be on the score sheet. So you go through the history of NHL exhibition games. There's tons of names that you don't know right at the top of the scoring for that team. It's about how do you fit with the group? What's your work ethic? If this is the role that you're trying out for, how comfortable are you in that role? Listen, if it's an 8 to 12 minute role, do you embrace that? Can you sit the bench for 4 minutes, come out and give us that energy? Can you be real reliable in the systems? You want those that fourth line to be a line that is, you know, as a coaching staff, you don't spend a whole hell of a lot trying to turn those guys pro. But they've got that down. So it's more than just pucks in the net or assists or having that big night. Because I had a heavyweight that played for me once for a while, sitting after the exhibition series, said, I've led the team in scoring. So he didn't play for us. He played for a bunch of different teams. We got him. He said, I've led my team in scoring in three of the last four exhibition years, and I can't get my chance. And nobody goes near you, man, in exhibition. Nobody. They give you the puck. They pick up everybody else. So the scoring in exhibition isn't something that I worry too much about.
For a guy like Anthony, then, too, on the back end, is it different for him?
So the back end defensemen normally, I mean, their scoring is almost outlet passes, and can they, you know, that part of the offensive game doesn't have to be finishes and points. But for him, no, it's fit is almost everything. I mean, maybe I should have, the first answer I should have given you is do you fit? And that is style of play. So every team has its own style. And you can have good players that come to you and they just don't fit your style. And then, you know, do they fit? And then in that role where you're, as a player, you know, Tony's always kind of looking for a little bit more over the course of his career, almost exactly what you said, that bubble guy, even though he was in the NHL. Can you develop your game, too, within that system? So we like the guys. We really like all those veteran guys that we added because they do check those boxes. They've been all pretty darn good system-wise, whatever team they played, and they've got really good reputations of being great kind of character and room guys, and there's a value to that.
You mentioned fit. What have you kind of seen from Neil Pionk in the last couple of days here?
He's going to be able to play our game the way he moves across the line. So we're asking our defense. Our defense plays a pretty darn aggressive game. He's going to be able to play it. There's no doubt about who he plays with. We're going to get through the exhibition games before we dial that in. You know, what six are here at the start of the season has something to do with that as well, but he's going to be fine.
You talked about different development curves. I mean, Jack Roslovic season is a little bit up and down. He had some really good flashes and some drier spells. He's evolving as a player. What kind of growth have you seen, and how much more is there for him in terms of?
Well, we're hoping more. If I say to you a lot more, it's not because he's not where we want him to be. I'm happy with where Jack is. I know that I've, you know, Jack's waiting for his chance. He's going to have lots of opportunity to get that chance, right? Guys get hurt. He ran a long time with Laine and Little. His fitness scores are awesome, so we like that. He knows he put the work in to get better, and he's going to get his chance over time. We really like Jack as a player. We're pretty thick up front there last year. We had lots of players, so it's hard to get extra ice time. But he's going to have to fight for his ice time just like the rest of these guys.
Sammy and Christian are still out with injured.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, and we don't want to, like, we just ran two heavy days. I mean, you guys saw the practices. We're not flowing up and down the ice. There's an awful lot of contact, so it's not, it's not easy for these guys to hop into that, because tomorrow is going to be another one for that non-game group. It's going to be hard, heavy hockey. So we're waiting for these guys to get to the point they don't mind. The thought of taking a hit doesn't frighten them, and they're still a little bit sore now. So we'll wait on them.
And Dustin, I mean, I don't know how often.
Yeah, so it'll be the next press release when I answer that one.
Overall, when you look at it, this last one for you, just on the weekend that was, as you go into the preseason, is there something that stands out for you from these 2 days? Was it the physicality, or what did you really like these 2 days?
I did. Drop the stick.
2 minutes, you kicked it out.
Jesus. I did like the 2 days that we just had. You know, it's 2 days of camp, so after a while you learn you don't get excited about any one player for at least the first 7 days. He's got to dig in a little bit harder or anything. But I liked that's a focus group of hockey players. They came back. They're doing their job. It's all business out there. Had a little bit of fun with a game at the end, but when we got back to the skate at the end, there's nobody looking through 2 days to survive it, because I'm such a good player. I don't need to work hard. We got a real good level these 2 days.